Believe and act on God's word and receive your healing. Join Kenneth Copeland on the Believer's Voice of Victory for Healing School as he brings a powerful prayer and confession to live and stay in divine health.
God is doing things and we're off to another level. Praise God. It is very, very important to continue to grow your faith all the time, ever increasing faith. The Apostle Paul wrote to Thessalonica and he said, your faith grows exceedingly. Now, this time next year, you need to be able to believe for more than you can now. And you ought to be believing now for more than what you could last year. Amen. And continue to grow. Continue to grow. And in order to do that, you have to, you must spend time every day listening to God. You really should. And if you're not doing this, make a commitment to the Lord about it. You should be listening to at least one faith CD a day. Amen. 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 I believe it's F.F. Bosworth said, and people wonder why their faith is so weak. He said, you feed your body three hot meals a day and your spirit one cold snack a week. It don't work. Amen. This inner man requires food. And this is the only area that you're allowed to be a glutton. Amen. But it's not enough to feed on the word. You have to act on the word. You remember Jesus said, have faith in God. He said, have ears to hear. Go to the 13th chapter of the book of Matthew. Matthew 13. I've shown you this before, but I like it. I'm going to look at it again. For 13th chapter of the book of Matthew, Jesus said in the 15th verse, this people's heart is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes, they have closed. They closed them. If you can close them, you can open them. It's a decision. Not a feeling. It is an obedience decision. I am going to obey what he said. I'm opening my ears. I'm opening my eyes. Now, lest at any time, say anytime. Anytime is anytime, isn't it? Now, look down there at the 19th verse. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom. Now that's what we open our ears to. So look at this. Lest at any time they should see the word of the kingdom with their eyes and hear the word of the kingdom with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted. When you allow the word of the kingdom to convert from fear to faith, when you change the way you allow the word of the kingdom by renewing your mind, and you change the way you think, you change the way you talk, you change the way you act, you've gone from disobedience to obedience and having ears and eyes. What? And then what? Do you see it? I should heal them. There's your healing right there. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Now, Matthew 28, 18, Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power or authority, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Therefore, you go. This is right after he'd been raised from the dead. Mark 16, 15 through 20, go into all the world and preach the gospel. These signs will follow them that believe in my name. Amen. What's he doing? Delegating authority to the body of Christ. His authority. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Now, let's look in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. Oh, I love the Word of God. My, my, my. Ephesians 1, we'll start with the 16th verse. I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. What is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward or toward us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places. Far above, not just above, far above all principality, far above all power, far above all might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. Now come down to the sixth verse in the second chapter. And hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. Where? Far above all principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that's named. Cancer is a name, and we sit in authority far above that name. Poverty is a name. We have power and authority over that curse. Far more than we have any idea about. Glory to God. Well, you know, there's a lot of people that have the idea that everything's on top of me. It just don't seem like nothing ever works out for me. I just pray and I pray and I pray and I pray and I don't know nothing out. And I just don't know what. Oh, shut up. Amen. No, we sit, not stand. We sit on the throne of grace in authority with the advocate general royal command in chief of the universe. And we're right there next to Him. The scripture doesn't say, come crawling up to the throne of grace. No, it says come boldly. What does that mean? It didn't say come sassy.
Right.
It said come boldly.
Right.
I belong there.
Right.
I'm supposed to sit there.
Right.
I have a place at the table. You understand? That's the reason why people that really just doing everything they do, try to figure out how to get Jesus to heal them. And then the little Syrophoenician woman said, you know, we even get the crumbs, the dog get the crumbs. And so born again, Holy Ghost baptized, tongue talking, supposedly healing, believing Christian. Oh, Jesus, just give me a healing crumb. Could you just give me a... Quit begging. I'm not getting onto that table for crumbs.
Hallelujah. Come on. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Pull up to the table.
Praise God. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Would you pass me some of that healing, please?
Glory. Yes.
See, Jesus said, didn't he say it to the Syrophoenician woman? Healing is the children's bread.
Amen.
Glory. Glory.
Would you pass me some of that healing?
Glory. Glory.
Did you get anything out of this?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to learn how to come to the place where you're not getting sick and getting healed and getting sick and getting healed and getting sick and getting healed.
That's good.
Get healed and stay that way.
That's right.
Amen.
Stay in divine health.
Glory to God.
Take care of yourself, spirit, soul, body. Take care of your mind. You have the mind of Christ. Use it. That's the anointing that is on Jesus' mind, and it's available to us. Philippians chapter 2. This is talking about the same thing. Read in verse 9, and then we're going to back up. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him, this says, a name. Well, we already know better than that because of what we read in Ephesians, the first chapter. He gave him his name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things. Notice that it's italicized. He's talking about names. Above every name that's named, not only in this world, but in the world to come. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of names in heaven, names in earth, and names under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, back up to the fifth verse. Carnal religious minds recoil at this and can hardly say it. That's the reason it said, let this mind be in you. You have to make a decision to think this way. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, equal in authority, equal in that name, equal in the name of Jesus. When you speak that name, every demon in hell has got to bow his knee. But they know when you believe it and when you don't. The devil is a fear sniffer. He's sniffing for fear. And if it's there, and you're speaking the name of Jesus, and he's, really? Bow to you? And I just heard you talking about how you're scared of this and scared of that. But when you rise up and you say, Father, you said in your word to fear not. I may be standing there with my knees knocking. I refuse to fear. I have not been given the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, dunamis, love, and of a sound mind. sound mind. Fear-filled mind, not a sound mind. But I want you to know, praise God, I refuse to fear. I refuse it, Satan. And I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, after whom I have been named, take your hands off my child.
Amen.
You start doing things like that, you know, Satan. You know. You know I'm committed to walk in love.
Amen.
You know I walk by faith. You know you can't touch me.
Amen. Glory.
Right.
And just read 1 John, the whole fifth chapter to him. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus.
Yes. Anointed one.
That's me.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And he will pack up his stuff and get. He is fear the way God is love. He cannot be anything but afraid. And you just come across with just a small amount of resistance and he'll run. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going home. Stand with me, please. Say it, I'm a believer.
I'm a believer.
I'm not a doubter.
I'm not a doubter.
I receive healing in my head.
I receive healing in my head.
I receive healing in my ears.
I receive healing in my ears.
I receive healing in my eyes. I receive healing in my nose and sinuses.
I receive healing in my mouth.
I receive healing in my throat.
I receive healing in my chest.
I receive healing in my stomach.
I receive healing in my back.
I receive healing in my kidneys.
I receive healing in all of my internal organs.
I'm healed on the inside.
And I'm healed on the outside.
I'm healed in my hips.
I'm healed in my legs.
Oh, I got the dance in my leg.
Hallelujah.
Woo. I'm healed in my knees.
I'm healed in my thighs.
I'm healed in my calves.
And my feet are full of joy.
I am healed.
From the crown of my head
to the soles of my feet.
I'm bold in the Lord.
I encamp in his camp.
And his angels are encamped round about me.
Hallelujah.
I'm strong in the Lord
and in the power of his might.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm willing.
I'm ready.
I'm able.
I'm ready.
He's ready.
He's ready.
He's willing.
He's willing.
He's able.
He's able.
And together
we have the victory.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.